This is the show that goes like this with Ben Simmons.
Broadcasting to Brentwood, Billericay and the world, this is Phoenix FM.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say, like the legend of the Phoenix.
Here's the reason why.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
Say my name, you know who I am.
Mr. Bombastic.
They said, oh.
It certainly is, and a big welcome once again to the show that goes like this. And as regular listeners even will know, occasionally I do break off from my regular programming and regular features to do a special countdown program. That's not honouring quiz shows from Channel 4 or anything like that. What I mean is I have done counting down the biggest selling songs in the UK of the 2010s, of the 2000s, of the 90s, the 80s and the 70s for your entertainment. And tonight we're going back another decade, which I've been wanting to cover for quite a while. We're going back to the 60s. And rather appropriately, someone who's in her 60s is Winnie the Cleaner, who I believe is on her way into the Phoenix studio.
Mr. Simmons, how are you? Have you had a good week?
I've had a lovely week, thank you, Winnie. How are you?
Oh, I can't tell you, my back's playing up, something rotten it really
is. I'm sorry to hear that.
Oh, no, my lumbago.
What a shame.
I know.
Sciatica and all
that?
Sciatica.
I've never been there. Is it nice? Is it sunny?
Lovely at this time of
year. Oh, that's good. I banged my head last week as well after the show.
Oh, dear.
And for 3 days I thought was a parrot. It was terrible. It was terrible. And I was wondering if you know of a four-letter word that you find at the bottom of a parrot's cage.
Four-letter word at the bottom of a
parrot's cage. Ends in IT.
I couldn't possibly
grit.
That's
grit.
Yes,
I don't know what you were thinking, Mr. Simmons. You've got a dirty mind, a filthy mind.
Well, it's appropriate with the bottom of a parrot's cage.
I'm going to have to get out my cleaning stick and put it through your ear holes.
Please do. Thanks for that input, Winnie. That's marvellous.
That's all right. I love 60s music. What have you got to play on your show?
Well, I'm going to start with the 25th biggest selling song in the UK of the 60s.
Oh, what was that?
It's by the Dave Clark Five. Have you got any idea?
Oh, was it not Feeling Gladys All Over? That's how I met my husband. Well, he was in the club Feeling Gladys All Over. I said, you know what, Gladys, you want me?
Well, I'm glad he plumped for you, Winnie.
Oh, who said he was plump? He was good looking back then.
Here's Dave Clark.
You say that you love him, all of the time,
all of the time.
You say that you need me,
say you need me.
You'll always be mine,
always be mine.
I'm feeling bad all over, yeah, mama. Bad all over, baby, I'm bad all over. So glad you're mine.
That was the Dave Clark Five there then with the classic Glad All Over from way back in 1964 when that was number one, selling just under a million copies at around about that time in the UK. Absolutely marvellous. Great one to get us going on this show tonight. If you're just tuning in, you're not going to get all the regular The Show That Goes Like This features tonight. You're going to get an exciting show, though, dedicated to the biggest selling songs of the 1960s. Other countdown shows I've done, I've counted down the top 20, but I do realise a lot of tracks from the 60s were a bit shorter than those from other decades, so I'm trying to go for 25 tracks. And this could be crazy tonight, happening live here on this very station. No chance for editing. I've got to make it work and get to number one around about 5 to 8. So we could be very interesting as time goes on. You may see the links getting shorter, but we'll see how it goes. Let's find the 24th biggest selling song on this list tonight then. It's the Everly Brothers. It's Kathy's Clown.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Certainly is, and this is a special edition of The Show That Goes Like This. And that was the fabulous Everly Brothers with Kathy's Clown. A lot of their hits came in the 50s, but I'm reliably informed by 60s font of all knowledge, Mr. Ian Lee, that was the first song on the Warner Brothers label that the Everly Brothers did, Kathy's Clown, and was released in 1960. Made it to number one in the UK and selling around 8 million copies worldwide. Absolutely fantastic. Hope your evening is completely marvellous so far, or if you're listening to this at another time of day, I hope that time of day is completely marvellous for you as well. However you're listening, I'm very grateful that you are. If you want to get in touch with me on The Show That Goes Like This, you can via the Facebook page Ben Simmons Radio, or you can tweet me at Ben Sim Radio on Twitter as well. But we're going to keep the songs coming to try and fit them all in to the two-hour show. So we've done the first couple. We're on to the 23rd biggest-selling song of the decade. And here, then, probably a band that may feature quite heavily in this list. It's the Beatles, as you may have guessed. They need, what is it they need?
Help, I need somebody. Help, not just anybody. Help, you know I need someone. Younger, so much younger than today. I never needed anybody's help in any way.
That was the Beatles then, possibly the first of many tracks you may hear from the Beatles on this countdown special on the show that goes like this tonight, counting down the biggest selling songs of the 1960s. That was the title song for their 1965 film, and its soundtrack album was number one for 3 weeks in the US and the UK in 1965. Another marvellous track. Well, how are you finding it so far? The songs are going by very quickly, that's all I've noticed. Definitely, track lengths were considerably shorter in the 1960s. Maybe I could have squeezed 30 in. Who knows, if I get to number one before 8 o'clock, we'll have to improvise for a little bit on this show, but hopefully I can make the timings work. But do keep it here on Phoenix FM. We're very glad to have you along. 98.0 or phoenixfm.com. Remember, help us spread the word. You can listen to this fabulous station from anywhere in the world on the internet. You don't have to be anywhere near Brentwood or Essex in particular. phoenixfm.com/listen-live. Shall we hear the first of a few times you're going to hear another gentleman in this countdown? I think I worked this out earlier. There's 25 songs. There's only 14 different artists because some artists feature so regularly in this list. Anyway, right now it's number 22. And therefore, with There Goes My Everything, a man with a wonderful name, Mr. Engelbert Humperdinck. Take it away, Engelbert.
There goes my only possession, there goes my everything. I hear footsteps slowly walking as they gently walk across a lonely floor. And a voice is softly saying, darling, this will be goodbye forevermore. The pages, I can see the happy years we had before. Now the love that kept this old heart beating has been shattered by the closing of the door. There goes
Mr. Engelbert Humperdinck there then with There Goes My Everything, originally written by Dallas Fraser in 1965, and it was best known in 1966, the version by Jack Green, which spent 7 weeks at the top of the US country music chart. And then Engelbert did his cover version in 1967, which got up to number 20 in the States and number 2 in the UK. And despite not making it to number 1, was still the 22nd biggest selling song of the entire decade, the Engelbert Humperdinck version of There Goes My Everything. And that is one of only two tracks you're going to hear on this list tonight that didn't get to number one. Obviously, I'll let you know what the other one is, but otherwise, all tracks were number one in the UK. Obviously, when you're talking about biggest selling songs of a decade, it's very rare for them not to have got to number one. But maybe they were released at around about the same time as another one, which kept them off the top spot. That must be what has happened. Right, this is the show that goes like this. I'm Ben Simmons. You may be wondering where celebrity birthdays, legend of the week and hotly contested polls, etc., Ben's impossible question are. Well, they're being rested this week because of this special 1960s countdown show. So keep it here. I will keep your ears entertained to the very best of my ability. And usually I say I'm not constrained by genre or time. This evening, I am. And remember, I must remember as well, you may not be listening in the evening. So this morning or afternoon also, I am. This middle of the night, I am. All the tracks you are going to hear come from the 1960s because they're the biggest sellers of that decade in the UK. Shall we move forward then to the 21st biggest seller? This was released back in 1967. And once again, it's the Beatles. They can't decide if they're coming or going.
You say. Phoenix FM.
Hello, goodbye there. Once again from The Beatles, written by McCartney, credited to Lennon and McCartney, and it was backed by I Am the Walrus, was issued as a non-album single in November 1967 and was the Beatles' first release since the death of Brian Epstein. And it was very successful all around the world. It was number one in the US, the UK, New Zealand, Canada, Australia, etc. And apparently John Lennon wanted I Am the Walrus to be the A-side and was kind of beaten down by Paul McCartney and the other members of the band and reluctantly accepted Hello Goodbye as the A-side and therefore felt that I Am the Walrus was subdued a little bit, maybe caused a bit of consternation amongst the members of the Beatles. But there you go, controversial, but nonetheless, the 21st biggest selling song of the entire decade, Hello Goodbye. And if you haven't had enough of the Beatles, you will hear them a lot tonight. And when I said all the tracks in the 60s were shorter, not this one, it's the classic. Although I'm surprised, only number 20 in this list, Hey Jude.
Hey Jude, don't make it bad. Take a sad song and make it better. Remember to let her into your heart. Then you can start to make it better. Hey Jude, don't be afraid. You were made to go out and get her. The minute you let her under your skin, then you begin to make it better.
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
You've got to sing along with those gnars, haven't you? And there's a thing you don't hear said on this programme very often. You've got to sing along with those gnars. Yes. Hey Jude from the Beatles, absolute all-time classic, of course, released as a non-album single in 1968. And it had a 9-week run at number one in the US, and again, hugely successful track that was number one in so many countries all over the world. Amazing. I remember singing that song when we performed in a summer season in Margate at the Winter Gardens a few years back, and always went down very well. But yeah, that was number one in Australia, Austria, Belgium, Canada, France, Germany, Ireland, Japan, the Netherlands, New Zealand, Norway, Spain, Sweden, Switzerland, Yugoslavia, basically all over the world. And somehow, being such an iconic track that you associate with the Beatles and associate with the 60s, only the 20th biggest selling song of the decade. So what beats it then? Well, we're not going to talk about anything controversial that's happened in the future, but when this song was released, this man was incredibly successful. This is the 19th biggest selling song of the decade with two little boys. It's Rolf Harris.
Little boys had two little toys, each had a wooden horse. Gaily they played each summer's day, warriors both, of course. One little chap then had a mishap, broke off his horse's head, wept for his toy, then cried with joy, as his young playmate said, "Did you think I would leave you crying when there's room on my horse for two? Climb up here, Jack, and don't be crying. I can go just as fast with two. When we grow up, we'll both be soldiers, and our horses will not be toys. And I wonder if we'll remember when we were two little boys." Long years passed, war came so fast, bravely they marched away. Cannon roared loud, and in the mad crowd, wounded and dying lay. Up goes a shout, a horse dashes out, out from the ranks so blue. Gallops away to where Joe lay, then came a voice he knew. "Did you think I would leave you dying when there's room on my horse for two? Climb up here, Joe will soon be flying. I can go just as fast with two. Did you say, Joe, I'm all a tremble? Perhaps it's the battle's noise, but I think it's that I remember when we were two little boys. Did you think I would leave you dying? There's room on my horse for two. I'm up here, Joe will soon be flying back to the ranks so blue. Can you feel, Joe, I'm all a tremble? Perhaps it's the battle's noise, but I think it's that I remember when we were two little boys."
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And Two Little Boys was originally written in 1902 by American composer Theodore F. Morse and lyricist Edward Madden. Became a popular music hall song at that time, especially by the Scottish singer Harry Lauder. and explains the story of two boys who grow up to fight in a war. And then it was revived by Rolf Harris back in 1969 and became the 19th biggest selling song of the entire decade. Hugely successful, hugely popular. Let's move on then to the 18th song in this countdown now. And we're back to the Beatles. We're just going back and forth from me to you all the time, aren't we? Ah, what a coincidence. To You by the Beatles then, and that was released in April 1963 as their third single. It was the first number one hit on what became the official UK singles chart, but the second after Please Please Me on most of the other singles charts published in the UK at the time. Didn't make much of an impact in the US at the time of its initial release, and instead Del Shannon's 1963 cover version became the first Lennon and McCartney tune to enter the US pop charts. There you have it. But incredibly popular in the UK, 18th biggest selling song of the decade, the Beatles version of From Me to You. If you've just joined us and you're thinking, what the heck's going on the show that goes like this? Well, every now and again, I like to do a specialist countdown show where I focus on a particular decade and count down the biggest songing or selling even tracks from that decade. And therefore, today it's the turn of the 1960s. You can look in my previous catalogue and find countdowns of the noughties, the 90s, 80s, 70s, etc. Today we're going for the 60s, and because tracks in the 60s tend to be a little bit shorter, I'm trying to squeeze in 25. Other decades have only had 20. Ooh, I hear you think. Or maybe, oh. But anyway, let's move swiftly on while I stop making a fool of myself. And now on to the number 17 track on this countdown. Can you guess? That's more the fun of this kind of programme, guessing what might be coming in the future. Hearing what you've heard to begin with and thinking, I wonder if that I've thought of will be in the top 5 or the top 10 or the number 1. Can you guess? If anyone guesses number 17, I'll be impressed. It's the Tornadoes with Telstar. They've even got a bit of a tornado effect at the beginning there. Well done.
Phoenix FM.
That was the Tornadoes and Telstar. While that track was on, apologies for a mispronunciation a little while ago, which has been brought to my attention by Gary Collins. Thanks for that. Harry Lauder, the music hall artist who did Two Little Boys and made it popular at the beginning of the 20th century. But thanks for that information. But that was the Tornadoes and Telstar, 1962 track written and produced by Joe Meek for the Tornadoes. And it reached number one in the US and number one in the UK as well. It was the second instrumental single to get to number one in 1962 on both the US and the UK weekly charts. And the record was named after the Telstar communications satellite, which was launched into orbit in July 1962. And this is a bit interesting. Obviously written and produced by Joe Meek. And there was a plagiarism claim against Joe Meek. Also, my dad and uncle recorded four songs in Joe Meek's studio in Holloway Road. Don't think he plagiarised anything they did, because I think they'd already written them. But anyway, French composer Jean Ledru accused Joe Meek of plagiarism, claiming the tune of Telstar had been copied from La Marche d'Austerlitz, a piece from a score that Ledru had written for the film Austerlitz in 1960. It led to a lawsuit and prevented Meek from receiving royalties from the record during his lifetime. And the issue wasn't resolved in Meek's favour until 3 weeks after his suicide in 1967. A little bit of a sad story about that then. That was Telstar. That was number 17 on this countdown. What's coming up as number 16? Well, another artist. This isn't the first time you're going to hear them on this countdown. It's Cliff Richard and The Shadows with The Next Time.
They say I'll love again someday, a true love will come my way the next time. But after you there'll never be a next time for me. They say that I'll find happiness in someone else's warm caress the next time. I'll soon forget your kiss, and heartaches such as this will just be ancient history. They say that I'm a fool to weep, that I won't go on losing sleep the next time. That someone else will mend the heart you've broken into. But how can I fall in love the next time, when I'm still so very much in love with you? They say that I'm a fool to weep, that I won't go on losing sleep the next time. That someone else will mend the heart you've broken into. But how can I fall in love the next time, when I'm still so very much in love? Still so very much in love with you.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And I've just been told by Ian Lee that it is John Rostill, Shadows bass player's birthday today. So happy birthday to John Rostill. There you go. Interesting information, always good to find out. That was The Next Time Then by Cliff Richard and The Shadows, the first of three number one singles from the musical Summer Holiday. And that was backed with Bachelor Boy as the B-side, which has kind of retrospectively been regarded as a double A-side because Bachelor Boy has become quite well-known and quite popular. But double A-sides didn't really come into being until 1965. So The Next Time was the A-side, The Bachelor Boy was the B-side. There you go. That was recorded at Abbey Road Studios in May 1962. It spent 3 weeks at number one. And then got to number 16 in this countdown tonight. Biggest selling songs of the 1960s. You will hear Cliff again very shortly. Before you hear Cliff again, though, let's hear Archie again. Or more than one Archie. Let's hear the Archies.
Sugar. Of loving you,
I just can't believe it's true.
I just can't believe the wonder of this feeling too.
I just can't believe it's true.
Ah, sugar. Over me.
Pour your sweetness over me.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
That was The Archies and Sugar Sugar. It was written by Jeff Barry and Andy Kim and recorded by the Cartoon Band. And it reached number one in the US on the Billboard 100 chart in 1969, staying there for 4 weeks. It reached number one in the UK for double that time. 8 weeks at number one, and of course became a hit again the following decade in early 1970 when Wilson Pickett brought it back into the charts with his own version, Sugar Sugar. And listen to this, number one in places like Austria, Belgium, Canada, Germany, Ireland, Norway, Mexico, South Africa, Spain, the UK and the US, obviously, although bizarrely, only number 12 in Italy, number 14 in France, got so close in Denmark, number 2. I love kind of pointless stats like that. Very, very popular track all over the world. This is the show that goes like this. I'm Ben Simmons. We are breaking away from my regular features and regular programming to do a special countdown of the biggest selling tracks in the UK of the 1960s decade. And that from the Archies was number 15. So we're getting into the nitty-gritty now. All hugely popular tracks that you're going to hear tonight, but these next few, certainly extremely popular. Can you guess what might be number one? I think it's fair to say that a certain artist or band represent four of the top five tracks. You may be very surprised to think of the artist that's broken into the top five. When you think of big-selling artists from the 60s, I guarantee you there is a big surprise in the top three. So keep tuned. You've got to keep your dial here, 98.0 Phoenix FM or phoenixfm.com. So Brentwood, Billericay, Essex, East London, South Suffolk, North Kent, get on your FM dial. Anywhere else in the world, get on your computer, phoenixfm.com/listen-live. Always great programs here on this station. Loads of extra features and blogs all over our website. Have a look there if you want a little bit of extra entertainment and stuff to do as well. But we're glad to bring you lovely music, lovely features, lovely presenters. I'm not speaking for myself, I'm talking about all the other presenters regularly at this station. Right, so we've done number 15. That was the Archies with Sugar Sugar from 1969. Let's go back to 1962, and we only heard them a little while ago with The Next Time. It's Cliff Richard and The Shadows once more. They don't like old people.
Song to be sung, and the best time is to sing it while we're young. Once in every lifetime comes a love like this. Oh, I need you, you need me. Oh, my darling, can't you see? Young dreams should be dreamed together. And a young heart shouldn't be afraid. And someday, when the years have flown, darling, then we'll teach the young ones of our own. Every lifetime comes a love like this. Oh, I need you, and you need me. Oh, my darling, can't you see? Young dreams should be dreams together, and a young heart shouldn't be afraid. And some day, while the years have flown, darling, then we'll teach the young ones of our own.
Phoenix FM.
Cliff and the Shadows once again there with The Young Ones, written by Sid Tepper and Roy C. Bennett, was the title song to the 1961 film of the same name, and therefore its soundtrack album had advance orders of over 500,000. Was released in January 1962 on the Columbia label, and it went straight to number one in the UK singles chart, and that was the first British single to do that. And it stayed at number one for 6 weeks, in total spent 20 weeks in the chart. Has sold over 1 million copies in the UK, over 2.5 million copies worldwide. Made it to number one in the likes of Australia, Denmark, Ireland, Israel, Netherlands, New Zealand, South Africa and Spain, as well as here. Bizarrely, the American singer Kathy Carroll covered it a few weeks after its original release, didn't achieve anything other than regional success in the US. And even more bizarrely, Swedish dance band Barbados did a cover of that on their 2003 album Rewind. So if you want to hear a different version, Barbados from Sweden, there you go. It's just gone 7 o'clock here. It's the show that goes like this. I'm Ben Simmons. I realise you could be listening to this on the catch-up service, so it might not be 7 o'clock. I might as well just have said, it's just gone 20 past one. You know, maybe, wouldn't it be brilliant if that was accurate when you actually decided to listen to this programme? I personally would love that. Stuff like that always makes me chuckle. Right, so that was Cliff Richard and the Shadows once again at number 14 on this list. We'll play the next one after this track. Well, halfway during this track, if you want to be very specific. We're halfway through this countdown, so we'll do a little roundup of what's gone before after this one from a guy I interviewed on the show that goes like this a couple of years back. It's I Remember You from Frank Ifield.
I remember you. You're the one who made my dreams come true a few kisses ago. I remember you. You're the one who said I love you too. Yes, I do. Didn't you know? I remember too a distant bell, stars that fell like the rain out of the blue. When my life is through and the angels ask me to recall the thrill of them all, then I will tell them I distant bell and stars that fell just like the rain out of the blue. When my life is through and the angels ask me to recall the thrill of them all, then I will tell them I remember.
Frank Ifield there and I Remember You. Just before that track played, I said we had him as a guest on this show. He came over to the UK a couple of years back and was doing some theatre dates all over the country, and he came on to promote that. We asked him all about I Remember You and his brief affiliation with the Eurovision Song Contest as well. But the legendary Frank Ifield, Australian singer there, with his classic I Remember You, which reached number 13 in this countdown. Biggest selling songs of the entire decade, the 1960s. That was released in 1962 in May and went to number one, sold over 1 million copies. And it stayed at number one here in the UK for 7 weeks. It was number five in the US and number one in the US Easy Listening chart. Was covered in 1966 by Slim Whitman. Was covered in 1987 by Glen Campbell. Get this, 1993 it was covered by Bjork. And in 1999 it was covered by George Michael. And in 2019, Family Guy creator Seth MacFarlane featured that song on his fifth album, Once in a While. So, Frank Highfield's legacy still going very strong. So is the man himself. It was lovely to talk to him a couple of years back. Right, I said we would do a roundup of everything that's happened so far. Now we're halfway through this countdown. Shall we have a little go? Okay. Well, at number 25 was the Dave Clark Five with Glad All Over. At number 24, it was the Everly Brothers and Kathy's Clown. 23, it was the Beatles with Help. 22, Engelbert Humperdinck with There Goes My Everything. 21, the Beatles again with Hello Goodbye. At 20, the Beatles again with Hey Jude. At 19, Rolf Harris with Two Little Boys. At 18, the Beatles with From Me to You. At 17, the Tornadoes with Telstar. At 16, Cliff Richard and the Shadows with The Next Time. And at 15, the Archies with Sugar Sugar. At 14, Cliff Richard and the Shadows again with The Young Ones. And at 13, Frank Ifield with I Remember You. Well, we're halfway. How's it been for you so far? Been pretty marvellous for me. I've enjoyed playing all these tracks, bringing them to you. It's nice to break away from your regular programming and do something different every now and again. I felt it necessary tonight, so that's why we've got this countdown of the biggest selling tracks of the 60s. If you've just joined us, I've done this before for the 70s, 80s, 90s, noughties, 2010s, and I thought I'd go as far back as the 60s as well and bring some great tracks from that era to the lovely listeners of the show that goes like this. So stay tuned. Thanks for being here. Very grateful to have you along, and we'll carry on the countdown then. Getting to the nitty gritty now, it's number 12. Here's a track from 1961 with Stranger on the Shore. It's Acca Bilk.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
That was lovely and mellow, wasn't it, that track? Stranger on the Shore by Aka Bilk. It was a piece for clarinet written for his young daughter, originally named Jenny, after her. And unbelievably, it was written on a single scrap of paper by Bilk and handed over to Leon Young, who crafted that string arrangement, including the characteristic harmonic shifts at the end. And it was subsequently used as the theme tune of a BBC TV drama, Stranger on the Shore. First released in 1961 in the UK, and then in the US, it reached number one in the US, number two in the UK. And I've often wondered about Aka Bilk. You hear the name Aka Bilk, and you think Bilk is an unusual enough name. Aka, though. Well, apparently he was born in Somerset in 1929 as Bernard Stanley Bilk and earned the nickname Aka from the Somerset slang for friend or mate. You learn something every day. I never knew that until tonight. So there you go. The show that goes like this is educational as well as informative and interesting and exciting and unpredictable. Those are the words I would use to describe it. No one else has ever said that. Right, let's move on to number 11 on this countdown. Still not the last time you're going to hear this name tonight. You've heard it before. It's Engelbert Humperdinck once again. This is The Last Waltz.
I wonder, should I go or should I stay? The band had only one more song to play. And then I saw you at the corner of my eye. A little girl alone and so shy. I had the last waltz with you. Going strong through the good and bad, we get along, and then the flame of love died in your eyes. My heart was broken too when you said goodbye. I had the last waltz with you.
FM.
That was Engelbert once again with The Last Waltz. That was written by Barry Mason and Les Reed. It became one of Engelbert Humperdinck's biggest hits. It spent 5 weeks at number one from September to October 1967, has since gone on to sell over 1.17 million copies. And in Australia was hugely popular as well, spent 9 consecutive weeks at number 1 there. Only reached number 25 in the US, but in England it's become associated with Peterborough United and Gillingham FC football clubs. There you go, again something quite interesting, I'm sure you'll agree. And also, everybody loves to hear about the name and the origins of the name Engelbert Humperdinck. I'm sure most of us know he was born Arnold George Dorsey in Madras in British India in 1936 and had been trying to get into the music business for many years without too much success. But in 1965, he teamed up with Gordon Mills, his former roommate who'd become Tom Jones' manager. And Mills had was aware that Dorsey had been struggling and then suggested a name change to Engelbert Humperdinck, which was borrowed from the 19th century German composer of operas such as Hansel and Gretel. Did you know that? Again, something I wasn't particularly aware of until tonight, the origins of the name Engelbert Humperdinck. Never let it be said you don't learn things by listening to the show that goes like this. Well, that was number 11 on this countdown, so excitingly, we're breaking into the top 10 now. And shockingly, this is the only time you're going to hear this gentleman in this countdown tonight. With the green, green grass of home, it's Tom Jones.
The old hometown looks the same as I step down from the train, and there to meet me is my mama and papa. Down the road I look and there runs Mary, hair of gold and lips like cherries. To touch the green, green grass of home. Yes, they've all come to meet me, arms reaching, smiling sweetly. It's good to touch the green. It's still standing, though the paint is cracked and dry. And there's that old tree that I used to play on. Down the lane I walk with my sweet Mary, hair of gold and lips like cherries. It's good to touch the green, green grass of home. Then I awake and look around me at 4 gray walls that surround me, and I realize, yes, I was only dreaming. For there's a God. There's a sad old padre. On and on we'll walk at daybreak. Again I'll touch the green, green grass of home. Yes, they'll all come to see me in the shade of that old oak tree as they lay me.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Well, the Tom Jones version of the Green Green Grass of Home has a bit of a story behind it. Tom Jones was appearing on the Ed Sullivan Show in 1965. He visited Colony Records while staying in New York, and on asking if they had any new works by Jerry Lee Lewis, he was given the new country album. And Tom Jones was so impressed, he recorded and released the song in the UK in 1966. It got to number one on the 1st of December and stayed there for over 7 weeks. And that has sold over 1.25 million copies in the UK. Last time counts were made. But that got to number one in Australia, in Belgium, in Ireland, Norway. Hugely successful for Tom Jones. Although it was written by Claude Carley Putman Jr. and first recorded by Johnny Darrell, a country song made popular by Porter Wagoner in 1965 when it reached number four in the country chart. There you go. And also, I've often said we have an international reach on the show that goes like this. And here on Phoenix FM, the beauty of our station and the beauty with radio all over the world now is you can tune in to any station all over the world thanks to the internet. I've had a lovely message from Gillian, and I'd just like to read that to you. Hi, Ben. I'm listening in Cape Cod in the USA. It's 1:30 here. I'm listening to you via Radio Garden. You are still early here, and I love your show. That's wonderful. Thank you so much for that message. Lovely to hear that. I am glad to have you as a listener. That's marvellous. I hope you're enjoying this countdown programme this evening here in the UK. So where have we got to now? Well, that was the Green Green Grass of Home. That was number 10 on the list. So now it's time to really break into the top 10. And with the ninth biggest selling track of the 1960s, maybe you're surprised you hadn't heard him until now, it's Elvis.
It's now or never. Come hold me tight. Kiss me, my darling. Mine tonight. Tomorrow will be too late. It's now or never. My love won't wait. When I first saw you with your smile so tender, my heart was captured, my soul surrendered. I spent a lifetime waiting for the right time. Now that you're near, the time is here at last. It's now or never. Just like a willow, we would cry an ocean if we lost true love and sweet devotion. Your lips excite me, let your arms invite me, for who knows when we'll meet again this way. It's now or never, my love won't wait. It's now or never, my love won't wait.
This is the show that goes like this with Ben Simmons.
With who?
Ben Simmons.
Oh, right.
on Phoenix FM.
Oh yes, and we're well into our countdown of the top selling songs in the UK of the entire decade, the 1960s. Just to be slightly different tonight, but still equally as entertaining as ever. Hope you're enjoying this nostalgic look back. That was Elvis Presley's It's Now or Never Then, which was released in 1960. And it's Presley's best-selling single, one of the biggest-selling singles of all time. Originally recorded in Nashville, it was number one for 5 weeks in the US and 8 weeks in the UK. And was additionally number one again in 2005 as a reissue. And it sold in excess of 25 million copies worldwide. Absolutely incredible. Released in Britain, and it was delayed for some time because of rights issued, which allowed it to build up massive advance orders, and incredibly rare at the time, it entered the UK singles charts at number one. Obviously that happens all the time now with downloads and advance sales and however the charts work at the moment, but It's Now or Never was number one in Australia, Canada, Belgium, Ireland, Netherlands, New Zealand, Norway, South Africa, as well as here and the US. And according to the official charts company in the UK, the 76th biggest selling song of all time in the UK. There you go. Incredibly successful track for Elvis Presley. But nowhere near the top of this list. Let's carry on then. Let's go to number eight. Now, sadly for him, this is the last time we're going to hear Engelbert Humperdinck tonight. He doesn't get any higher than number eight, but this is his most famous track, surely. It's Engelbert, it's Release Me.
Please release me.
Phoenix FM.
There it was then, the classic Release Me, and that was the Engelbert Humperdinck version, which reaches number 8 on this countdown. Number 1 in the UK in 1967, but so many people did it before Engelbert Humperdinck. Was originally written in 1949 by Eddie Piano Miller and Robert Yount. And 4 years later it was recorded by Jimmy Heap and the Melody Masters, and then had more success with Patti Page in 1954, Ray Price also in 1954, and Kitty Wells as well. And then Jivin' Gene and the Jokers recorded it in 1960, and that version inspired Little Esther Phillips, who reached number 1 on the R&B chart, number 8 on the pop chart with her version. The Everly Brothers did it in 1963, and so did Lucille Starr, including a translation in French in 1964. Jerry Wallace did it in 66. Dean Martin did it in 67. And then Engelbert released his version later on in 1967 as well. Early in 67, Engelbert Humperdinck was asked to stand in for Dickie Valentine, who was ill, on Sunday night at the London Palladium. And he sang Release Me on the show, and it subsequently reached number 1 on the UK singles chart on the 2nd of March and stayed there for 6 weeks, which was good enough. But get this, it kept Penny Lane and Strawberry Fields Forever by the Beatles off the top spot. And that version, Humperdinck's version of Release Me, stayed in the UK charts for a record 56 consecutive weeks. Rather impressive stats for many versions of Release Me, particularly the Engelbert Humperdinck 1967 version. Right, well, we've broken the back of it, I like to think now. We're into the top 7 tracks. And when you hear that Engelbert kept the Beatles off the top spot with that particular release, he couldn't do it in this countdown, really, because I think it's fair to say 5 of the top 7 tracks in the in this countdown, so the remaining 7 tracks, 5 of them come from the Beatles. I think we all have a look back now and know how popular the Beatles were, understand how groundbreaking they were at the time and how much people loved to listen to their music because it was nothing like what had come before. But to realise how much they dominated popular music, there you go. I mean, we've already heard them a few times tonight, and 5 of the top 7 tracks, biggest selling songs of the 60s, come from the Beatles. So here's one then. You better get used to the Beatles for the last few tracks here on the show that goes like this for this particular episode. This time then, with a 1965 release that came with Day Tripper as a B-side, it's We Can Work It Out.
Try to see it my way. Do I have to keep on talking till I can go on? While you see it your way, run a risk of knowing that our love may soon be gone.
You
Classic track there from the Beatles. We Can Work It Out. I have been corrected by Ian Lee. That was issued as a double A-side. I said Day Tripper was a B-side, but it was a double A-side with Day Tripper. Obviously written by Lennon and McCartney and released in December 1965. And actually, that release marked the first time in Britain that both tracks on an artist's single were promoted as joint A-sides. And it was recorded during the sessions for the Rubber Soul album. And that single was number one. It won an Ivor Novello Award for the top-selling A-side of 1965. It was number one here, also in the US, in Australia, in Canada, and Ireland. And hugely collaborative between John Lennon and Paul McCartney to end up with the final track that we all know. And it's been covered by the likes of Deep Purple, and that was in 1968, and also by Stevie Wonder in the 70s as well. So there you go. We Can Work It Out, and Day Tripper is number seven on this countdown. We're getting to the real nitty gritty now. Just six tracks remain. Hopefully I'm going to make them last to the end of the show. Otherwise we could have to play some random 60s tracks to just fill up a little bit of time at the end. But I think we'll be fine here on the show that goes like this. Remember, if you've just joined us and you think you're going to hear about Legend of the Week and hotly contested polls, and you're going to find out Ben's impossible question, not this time. Join us again on the show that goes like this when I'll be back to normal from next week. But at the moment, this is a special countdown show, counting down the 25 biggest selling tracks of the 1960s in the UK. It's been a joyous experience so far. We've got to the top seven. That was seven with the Beatles, We Can Work It Out, and Day Tripper. So now comes the sixth biggest seller on this list. Now, this is the point where you're kind of thinking, if you'd guessed a song earlier on in the programme, or right at the beginning even, and you haven't heard it yet, you might be excited to think, oh, I guessed one that was really high up the list. Did anybody guess this one? It's The Seekers, The Carnival Is Over.
Say goodbye.
Cheers.
Community Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
That was the emotional track, The Carnival Is Over, from The Seekers. This is the show that goes like this with Ben Simmons here on Phoenix FM. 98.0 if you're on an FM dial in Essex, particularly Brentwood, Billericay or the surrounding areas. We do have a decent transmitter though. You can pick us up from miles afield. And now, because of the internet, you don't need to be on an FM dial. PhoenixFM.com. You can pick us up from anywhere in the world. And I've already had confirmation from far afield in Cape Cod tonight that somebody is listening from there. So absolutely marvellous. Thank you for that message. I've heard from all over the place before. Where can various international locations that have listened to this show, I can remember. Hollywood, I've had someone listening to it from. Mauritius, Reykjavik in Iceland, we've had. Somebody in New Zealand whilst trekking out there as well. That's what I love nowadays. You can reach people anywhere. We are so, so interconnected. It's truly marvellous. Anyway, that I just played, the number six song, The Carnival Is Over, Seekers, was originally published in 1883 as a Russian folk song about a gentleman called Stenka Razin. It's been adapted with English language lyrics written by Tom Springfield for the group The Seekers in 1965, and it became their signature recording, and they customarily close their concerts with it. They've done so ever since 1965. At its sales peak in the UK, it was selling 93,000 copies a day. And in the UK, it's number 30 on the biggest selling singles of all time, having sold over 1.4 million copies. Only number one for 3 weeks in the UK charts, but just incredibly, incredibly successful. I like this list of countries. It gradually gets worse and worse. Number one in Australia, Ireland and the UK. Number two in South Africa. Three in Norway. Five in Holland. Five in Singapore. Six in Malaysia. Eight in New Zealand. 14 in Germany. Didn't like it there. Oh, no. But it's been covered as well. Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds did a version of it. Boney M did a version of it. And it's just become quite an emotional song used in popular culture in Australia ever since its original release. It was played at the end of The Seekers' 1968 BBC TV finale special. And Atul Guy announced in a choked up voice, "I'm afraid tonight the carnival is really over." Everyone got incredibly emotional. So there you go. The carnival is over from The Seekers, but it's certainly not over here on Phoenix FM on the show that goes like this. We're now into the top five. So you're going to know four of the top five are coming from the Beatles. Somebody rather surprising is bucking that trend at number three. Can you guess who that could be? I was surprised when I saw who it was, but we're not quite there yet. We're going to play the fifth biggest selling song. I suppose it's fun to guess which Beatles track it's going to be. Is it? Well, whether you feel good or you feel bad, the Beatles feel fine.
Baby's good to me, you know she's happy as can be, you know she said so. I'm in love with her and I feel fine. Baby says she's mine, you know she tells me all the time, you know she said so. I'm in love with her and I feel fine. I'm so glad that she's my little girl. She's so glad she's telling the whole world. She said so. She's in love with me and I feel fine. Baby says she's mine, you know she tells me all the time.
Phoenix FM.
This is Ben Simmons. It's still the show that goes like this. We've now got the top four songs remaining in the biggest selling tracks in the UK of the 1960s. But number five there was I Feel Fine from the Beatles, written by Lennon and McCartney, released in 1964 as their eighth British single. And it has apparently one of the earliest uses of guitar feedback in popular music. I like little stats and accolades like that. There you go. And interesting to find this out as well by looking on Wikipedia. John Lennon wrote the guitar riff while in the studio recording 8 days a week. And he said, I wrote I Feel Fine around that riff going on in the background. I told them I'd write a song specially for the riff. And they said, yes, go away and do that, knowing we'd almost finished the album Beatles for Sale. And going into the studio one morning, I said to Ringo, I've written this song, but it's lousy. But we tried it, complete with the riff, and it sounded like an A-side, so we decided to release it just like that. And apparently both John Lennon and George Harrison said the riff was influenced by a riff in Watch Your Step, a release in 1961 by Bobby Parker. And Paul McCartney said the drums on it were inspired by Ray Charles' 59 single, What I'd Say. So there you go. Interesting stuff like that. I love hearing all the time. And it reached number one in the charts here in the UK in December 1964 and knocked Little Red Rooster by the Rolling Stones off the top. And it remained number one here in the UK for 5 weeks. Also got to number one in Canada, Ireland, Netherlands, New Zealand, Norway, Sweden. And was another hugely popular track. Right, four to go then, with that one interloper that's a surprise. Coming at number three, Beatles again, Can't Buy Me Love.
Can't buy me love, love, can't buy me love. I'll buy you a diamond ring, my friend, if it makes you feel all right. I'll get you anything, my friend, if it makes you feel all right. Cause I don't care too much for money, but money can buy me love. I'll give you all I've got to give if you say you love me too. I may not have a lot to give, but what I got I'll give to you. I don't care too much for money, but money can buy me love, can buy me love. Everybody tells me so, can buy me love. No, no, no. And I'll be satisfied. Tell me that you want the kind of things the money just can't buy. I don't care too much for money. Money can buy me love. Money just can't buy. I don't care too much for money. Money can buy me love. Buy me love. Love. Buy me love.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
So Can't Buy Me Love by the Beatles reached number one in 1964. It's the fourth biggest selling song of the decade, composed by Paul McCartney, but credited to Lennon and McCartney, and was on their sixth single with You Can't Do That as the B-side, released in March 1964 and featured on the album A Hard Day's Night. Apparently, while they were in Paris, they stayed at the five-star George V Hotel and had an upright piano moved into one of their suites so they could continue songwriting. And it was here that Paul McCartney wrote Can't Buy Me Love. And was written under the pressure of success achieved by I Want to Hold Your Hand, which had just reached number one in America. And I love stuff like this. And apparently, until Billboard changed the way they did their charts in 1991, it had the biggest jump to the top position in the US. It was number 27 and jumped all the way up to number one, which was unheard of at the time. And it gave the Beatles three consecutive charts topping singles in the UK. I Wanna Hold Your Hand was replaced by She Loves You, which was replaced by Can't Buy Me Love. And those three songs spined a total of 14 consecutive weeks at number one. And that's the only time an artist had three number one singles in a row. There you go. Loads and loads of groundbreaking things the Beatles did, and records were broken. Not literally, not their own records. I mean, records that had stood for a long while got broken. You knew what I meant, though. You knew what I meant. Now, I've talked about a surprising artist that features in the top-selling songs of the 60s. Yes, you will hear the Beatles again later, but what about number three? Well, who have we had already? We've had Engelbert, we've had Cliff Richard, we've had the Tornadoes, we've had the Seekers, we've had Frank Ifield, Acca Bilk, Tom Jones, Elvis Presley. Who has made it to number three in the biggest selling songs of the 60s? Ken Dodd with Tears.
Tears for souvenirs are all you left me. Memories of a love you never met. I just can't believe you could forget me. After all those happy hours we spent, tears have been my only consolation. But tears can't mend a broken heart, I must confess. Let's forgive and forget, turn our tears of regret once more to tears of consolation. But tears can't mend a broken heart, I must confess. Let's forgive and forget, turn our tears of regret once more to tears of let's forgive and forget, turn our tears of regret once more to tears of happiness.
Phoenix FM.
Well, Ken Dodd's Tears there, big hero of mine. My dad and uncle worked with him many times. I met him many times. I was in the front row of the audience for the second An Audience with Ken Dodd, which has been broadcast on TV quite frequently. And people often phone me up and say, I just see you and your dad in the audience for Ken Dodd's thing. I look a lot younger, though. It was quite a while back. But Tears was written by Frank Capano and Billy Ure in 1929, first recorded by Rudy Valli. And Ken Dodd did it in 1965, and it became number one in the UK. And although everyone knows Ken Dodd as a comedian, he was prolific at recording throughout the 60s, And his debut single, Love Is Like a Violin, reached number 8 in 1960. And obviously Tears, incredibly successful, went on to become the third biggest selling song of the entire 1960s. Well, it's been a pleasure doing this. I'm going to break off now and play the number 2 and number 1 tracks together, because they're both quite short, and I'm handing over to Rob Harvey for Synth City very soon. So, as you can guess, they're both by the Beatles. Number 2 is I Want to Hold Your Hand, and number 1 is She Loves You.
you know you should be glad.